Kuf. Today's daf is Kuf Lamed Vav in Reishis Hagez. Now, yesterday, you will recall, we started off with the big machlokes between Rabbi Eloi and the Rabbonon, whether we have a posik left to tell us that a shutfis of a Yisrael is Akum, everybody's made it. Shutfis of an Akum is a prophecy from Reishis Hagez. But what's the din lagabi shutfis Yisrael? So Rabbi Eloi tainted that Sonecha comes to tell me even shutfis of Yisrael, your pot. In order to avoid any kind of misunderstanding, Rava came along to tell us, look, you should know that even though Rabbi Eloi holds that you darshan b'cho, the Lashon Yachid, but it turns out that there's many other places where we have Lashon Yachid. We're going through them one by one. We went through Truma, we went through Chala, we went through Bechor, and so on and so forth. And even though it says it there, but Lamaisa, there are other psukim that tell me Afal Pika Yerchaya. So Lamela, don't think that he means wherever you find in one place you find a Lashon Yachid, as long as you find in another place a Lashon Rabbi. So by Truma you find Trumotechem, by Chala you find Arisotechem, by Bechor you find Bechorot Tzonechem, by Beitcha, by Mezuzah, it really is only coming to Biyatecha. And the same thing by Meister, it says Master Sechem, and so on and so forth. Now today, we still have a few that we have left. We did the, we got up to, I believe, Bikurim, which is the first large line of Kuf Lamed Vav. So Bikurim, Apagar Betsiv Arzecha, which is Ditcha, Mashmona, your land, but not a place where you have a Shutafut. Because of Rachmona, Bikure Kol Asher Ba'artzam, which is Mashmona already, everything. So why then does it say Arzecha? Arzecha Lamali, that's the Be'ute Chutzilaretz. That's to tell me that there's no Thiyav of Truma in Chutzilaretz, even though it's a Mitzvah Tliy of Aretz, and normally we don't need a Miyut. Over here, it does this time as we need a miut to tell me that you're part of from Truman Chutzlaretz. What's that? From Bikurim Chutzlaretz, because it puts together Bikurim with Basa B'cholav. And Basa B'cholav, we know, is Chala Chutzlaretz too. So in the middle, we have a drusha over here that it's adapted where it's a stroke. Tzitzitz, Afagab Defazib Rachmana Kisut Cha, which is Mashma Dapka, your own Tzut, it's Chayim Dishutafut Lo. But on the other hand, we have the pasuk that says, "Akafei v'idehen l'dorotam," which means even shutfis. Why then does it say kisutcha? Lamalid l'Rav Yehuda, dom Rav Yehuda talik shu'ula p'tura min hatzitzit kol shloshim yom. That unless it becomes so well used by you that already people see it as your baggage, you're not mechuyev in a talit that does not belong to you because it says kisutcha. But if it belongs to you even as a shutef, you would be chayev. Yeah, you mean whether you're mechuyev to make the bracha on the shulchan? Yeah, okay. I mean, that's the whole discussion. It's bought in order for you to see that the makna to each person. Okay, that's another. And what about the din of makna? I forgot to cause rachman on the gagecha, which is yours. Ditcha in the shutafut lo. On the other hand, it says ki pola no fil mimena. Tell me wherever there's a pshash of nefila no fil, even if you're a shutaf. So why then does it say the gagecha? Over there, there's no specific ownership, because Beit Knesset is owned by everybody, even people from far away. It's considered to be a universal property. Besides which, it's also not something which is considered to be a base dira, and therefore we don't have the Yipol Anof. Or Rashi brings about timing. So, Omer of Bibi Bar Abaye. And before we begin with Bibi Bar Abaye, I just want to remind you that yesterday, We had the question of whether we learn out the din of the Nesina from Matanes, from the Nesina of Reishis Hagez, and the Nesina of Truma. This is very important to today's Gemara. So the Gemara yesterday said that even though by the Matanes, by Zerah L'Chayayim V'Akiva, that the Torah has been a son, and I might have thought, maybe let me learn from Reishis Hagez. By Reishis Hagez, I have the pasuk to tell me the Tzonecha below Tzon Shutafut. But instead, I learned it out from Truma, because also it's been a son, So I learned out from Truma, that Truma, we had the Truma Techan, the Tamil Rebbe Shetep is higher. So therefore, if it's a question of learning out from the Lekula or Lechumra, I'll learn out from Truma Lechumra to be Mechayev even Rishuta. Fine. Now comes along Rabibi Barabaye, and we'll see later on Rav Chanina Misura will come along to prove the same thing from a different place. Les Nulani Kvala. Do not believe what Rava says. There's all these things that Rava held, that we have other places, that Rabbi Loi was only talking about Rishi Sakeis, not about anything else. It is definitely not true. I can't disprove every one of them. But I certainly know that it isn't meant across the board, because it says in the Braisa, the Tanya, Behemata Shutafim Chayavim Bivchora, Rabbi Loi Potra. So Rava Tanya that Rabbi Loi would be Meida when it came to Bechor, obviously he's not Meida. He says that a Shutfus patters you from Bechor. My time with the Rabbi Loi to see Bechor Chav Bitzoncha. So we saw yesterday Rava said, even though it says Bechor Chav Bitzoncha, don't worry about it. It says Bechor Chem Bitzonchem. So what about Rava's Pshat? Vaksiv Bechor Chem Bitzonchem. That just means Bechor Chem Bitzonchem to Kula Yisrael. We're talking to all of Kla Yisrael, so I speak Lashon Rabbi. But it does not come to be Marba Shetfusen. If that's the case, then many of the other Diyukim have to be seen in the same way. We speak sometimes to Yisrael as a whole. If we want to make it clear that it's only, however, to the Bailus of a Yochid, then when the Torah is Makbid on the Bailus, which is Tonecha, it means Tonecha. Therefore, all these other Diyukim of Rav are also very suspect. Omar of Chanina Misuri, he said separately, Les Nulani Kloi, don't believe Rava. Because when Rabbi Loi said that Reishis Hagez is Potter B'Shutafut, he means it in other cases too. Because take a look at this. The Brisa says, Behemata Shutafim Chayavim B'Matanot, Rabbi Loi Poter. So now I ask you, didn't Rava say that Rabbi Loi was B'Chayav? Why? Because he learned it out from Nasan, from Truma. Well, obviously, he's still learning out Nasan from my time. Yolot Nesina Nesina Mireshis Hagez. Apparently, what he's saying is that there's no difference between Matanot Reishis Hagez, and just like Shutafut Lo by Reishis Hagez, Afkan, so too by the Matanot, the Shutafut Lo. Now, if Rava was right, that he was made up by Truma because he said Truma to him, how would he not learn out from Truma if you have a choice of learning either from Truma or Reishis Hagez? So Isaac died for Betruma Machayim, why wouldn't he have learned out Netina Netina Mitruma? Elishma Mina Betruma Nami Poter. Clearly he does potter in Truma too. Because otherwise there would be no way he could learn it out Lakula, in which case Rava must be wrong. Rava tiny that Truma is Chayim because of Truma Techem. It must be Truma Techem to Kula Yisrael or something, but it doesn't mean what Rava says. Ah, your Taina, if that's the case. So now, why don't we learn out from Truma across the board? So you say, Ima Truma Ba'aretz Im B'chutz La'aretz Lo. Af Matanot Ba'aretz Im B'chutz La'aretz Lo. Why don't we then learn out of Truma all of the Dinim of Nesina? Says Rabbi Yosef Narfil, we do. We absolutely do. In. It's true that Rabbi Loyla Shitasa, who now is able to learn Reish Hagez, from there, learns out that Reish Hagez is potter in Chutzlars, even though it itself is not a chayvas karka. Because Vatani Rabbi Loi Omer, Matanot Eino Agin Ela Baretz. He says the Matanot Zodavka Beretz Yisroel, V'chenoi Rabbi Loi Omer Reish Hagez, Eino Agin Ela Baretz. And what's the reason? My time at Rabbi Loi, Omer Rai V'yalot Nesina Sina Mitruma, Matruma Baretz in B'chutzlars Lo. Operations against Baretz in B'chutzlars Lo. Tainas Abaye, if the Mokar of Rabbi Loi, and by the way, we'll see later on, this is what we rely on, Halacha L'maisa, not to give Reishis Hagez to B'chutzlars. Connected the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Reishis Hagez is not like Baretz or B'chutzlars. So, and that's L'maisa, why Reishis Hagez became a mitzvah that was very ignore it, because in Eretz Yisrael, the only ones that were raising sheep were goyim for 1,000 years, 2,000 years. In Chutzlars, where you did have Jewish farmers, there were no like Rabbi Loi. So that ended up that the mitzvah became almost forgotten. Although it's interesting that, we'll talk about it later when the Gemara comes to pass. So asks Abaya now, wait a second, if you're ready to learn out Reish HaSages from Truma, so why don't you go all the way and say, Ma Truma Tevelas, Af Reish HaSages Tevelas? Why don't we say that in the same way, if you don't take off Truma, then the Peros are unusable. If you don't take off Reish HaSages, you're not allowed to use the Reish. So there's a din of Tamil on the Reish, because it's similar to Truma. Mamas put in the same posik. All of the wool should have the same din as your Peros. Or Marley, or Makro, the Reishis gaze to Nechati Temo. Eilech Abo Ela Mireishitova Eilech. Look, if it was really one of the dinim of Truma, then the Pesach would simply have said, Reishit Deganchati Roshchav Yitzarecha V'gizcha. But if you tell me Reishis goes to Nechah, what you're saying is, let me start from this. This is your mitzvah. From the gaze, give him Reishis. But there's no other shame of Iser that I want you to apply. Only the Nesina apply. Okay, so, I mean, but how about this? Imad Truma Chayavim Alea Mita V'Chomesh. Hafreshita Geis Chayavim Alea Mita V'Chomesh. Why don't we say that the din of Reish HaGeis is similar to din of Truma, just like Truma cannot be eaten by Zorma, Zaru eats it, is Chayav Misa V'Dei Shamayim, and if he eats it, B'Shol Gigias, the Pekarim V'Chomesh. Why should that be the same din as Reish HaGeis? Makro umesu bo vaychalalu vayosef alav chamishiso. So this is lo v'lo reish hasages, alav v'lo reish hasages. So therefore, it's coming to tell me that in Truma Gufa we have a mias not to apply the dinim of Truma to reish hasages.
Interesting. By reish, since it's wool, one way is you can't eat wool, or would the Israel not, and therefore
the Mara has to have that you give the mitzvah of Israel not. Yes. Actually, he says, it's not Shayach Achila. What we have to say is that the Hanah that you get from the Reish HaGeis is the Achila. It's a very interesting thing that you see in the Gemara. Normally, we separate between Achila and Hanah, so that there are consumables, there may be different ways of consuming. The consumption, what he's finding is that Achila is consumption, the consumption of wool, is to be Nene from where it is available. So the pashtus would be not because it's the Yisra Hanah, but it's the equivalent of the Yisra Achila on the Truma. But it's a very good point that Tosfos Daf has to deal with. Now, why don't we say Ma Truma Rishon V'Sheni Achareha, Reish HaGeis Rishon V'Sheni Achareha? Why don't we say that Reish HaGeis inaugurates a series of mitzvahs that first is the Reishis? That's the first. Okay, Reishis implies something's coming next. And next comes Meiser HaGeis, and then comes Meiser Sheni HaGeis. We should learn the whole thing out from Truma. Oreo's already starting to boil. Oh, that's funny. Or Makra, Sir 2, Reishis Ein Lechabo Ela Reishis Bilvad. This is also the same separation that we made to clarify that I want you to focus on the concept of Reishis particularly, both in terms of not having Yisr Tevel, but also in terms of not having something subsequent such as Meiser. Well, why don't we say Matrumi Michadash Al Hayashan Lo Af Reish HaGeis Michadash Al Hayashan Lo? Well, why don't we say that since in Truma we see that there's a direct correlation between the Nesina and the production, because the concept of Reishis is what has come out of your work, of your husbandry. So now, if that's the case, the Torah should be telling something true of Reishis. What the animal grows this year is my husbandry of the year, the results of it. In which case, if I shear something this year, and then I shear another behemoth the next year, I shouldn't be able to be mitzaris to Yifes for Reishis HaGeis, because it should be the same as Truma. So Gemara, that's true. That is absolutely true. What time is it? Are you, at least according to Rabbi Loi, and Rabbi Loi is consistent across the board over here. Are you lo shtei rechelot? So one brisa says like this: if a man has two rechelot and he's gazaz v'iniach, shnayim v'shlosha shanim, ein mitzarfot. You should know, says the brisa, you can't add the same two animals. Yidais. The same, 2 or 3 years. I have the equivalent of five gizais between my shayra chelot. Very good. So now I'm chayiv for five gizais. It's not a din in the rachel, it's a din in the gizah. No, that's not mitzvah. Oh, but suppose you would have five separate tzon. The fact that it was across the years wouldn't be a problem, because I have sufficient. I have five tzon. So I'll take from one year, I took from one tzon, the next year I took from another tzon, I'll put it together over a number of years, and I'll have chamesh rechelot. So mashma, that would be fine. And our chamesh mitzvot. Ay, v'atanya, it says, beferish in another brisa, ein mitzvot, it uses even five. In which case, it's really a din in the chodesh and yasha. So how do we explain it? Clearly, it's a direct function of the machlokas, Rabbi Eloi and Rabbanan. If, according to Rabbi Eloi, we learn it out of truma, then in Achinamah, we're consistent. You will learn out of truma, indeed, to tell me, in the same way that it's Chatur and Chutz Laaretz, that it is only something that is the Tzeret of each year on itself. You can't bring it Tzeret one year on the next year, just like truma. Shema min ad Rabbi Eloi, v'ad Rabbanan. So why don't we say, if you're really going to be consistent, then according to Rabbi Law, we should say, Ima truma gadal b'chiyuv chayav, gadal b'ptur patur, ap reshita gezami gadal b'chiyuv chayav, b'ptur patur. L'maisa, the mocker of the truma, or the mocker of the gez, should be equivalent, right? So that in terms of who owned the field, or who owned the tzon, the halacha should be parallel. If a goy owned the field or a goy owned the tzon, and that's where the giza grew or that's where the tefuah grew, it should have exactly the same dinim because we ought to learn one out from the other. And yet, now then let's take a look at what the dinim are. Because truma mi know. Now, how do we know by truma that God al b'chiyav is chayav and b'tur is patur? The Tanya, Yisrael shalakach sadeh b'suria mi'oved kochavim ad shelo hivi ashlish. If a Jew buys a field in Syria, now in Syria, since the dinim of the Kedusha of Syria are kal from Eretz Yisrael, because David HaMelech did not wait until after the kibbutz of all of Eretz Yisrael before continuing the kibbutz of Syria, the male of the dinim over there that we gave at Kedusha to Eretz are kal from the dinim of Eretz Yisrael itself, yeah, and therefore an akum can be mafkia. According to this Tanya, an Akum can be mafkia the Kedusha of the Eretz in Syria, but not in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Now, if a Jew goes ahead and he buys from a goy a field, which has already been planted and it's partially grown, and he buys it before the Tefuah has matured to one-third, and usually one-third is the shear in which it's called already Tefuah. So now, if it was before Shlish, so now it would be Chayef because it matured in his ownership. If it was Mishivi, actually, if after it matured, then it's a Machlokas. Rabbi Akiva Tainez, okay, Enoch Inami, on the part that grew by the Akum, you'd be Potter, but on the Tosefet, you'd be Chayef. So say if it grew one half, you'd get 50% of the Truma that you would normally give. You would be Chayef. But Tosefet, whereas the Chum say no. Once it matures in his Rishus, it's Potter. Now, that should be the same for Rishus HaGez. If the animal grew the wool in the Rishus of the Akum, if I now buy the mature animal which is ready to be gozer, I should be Potter. So, Vechitei Malkina, maybe you'll say, indeed that's the case. I'll show you that it's not the case. Because it says Beferish in the Mishnah, Vatznan, Halokeach Gez Tzon, Ovei Kochavim, Potter Mi Rishus HaGez. It says, if you buy the actual shearings from the goy, then you're put from Rishus HaGez. Mashma, that if you would buy so known the zoos, but buy the actual sheep, you would be chayav.
Yes.
No, or even if it's not detached, but it's not your tzon. But if you make it your tzon, you're chayav. Why isn't that the same as buying his field with the tefuah already in it over here, buying the animal with the gaze already on it, by the tefuah your potter from truma, and over here you're chayav in the gaze? Why is that? Why is that? Because the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Eloi. That's why it is. We know the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Eloi, because the Mishnah says that you're chayav a registered gaze of chutzaris. Rabbi Eloi says it's similar to truma. So what are you asking from our Mishnah? Obviously the Tan of the Mishnah is not learning out from truma. Okay, but according to Rabbi Eloi, but why don't we say truma minina al sheino mino? You can't take off truma from apples and oranges, can you? So Reish Lakish, you shouldn't be able to take off from one min on another min. How do you know by truma you can't? Because by truma, the point when I say different meaning, I mean, obviously, how are you going to have different meaning of tzemer? Different meaning with different types of different subspecies, right? How do you know different subspecies of Prater on Truma? Because it says in the price, so there's two different subspecies of figs. You have dark figs, you have light figs, right? We have Shnei Minei Chitin. There's dozens of different subspecies of wheat. Ein Torminu Masri Mizalze. You can't be Torim from one on the other. Whereas Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, it's a Machlokes, Beisham Rabbi Hillel, Beishamai Omrim, Ein Tormin, Ubeit Hillel Omrim, Kein Tormin. So you should say the same thing by Reish Lakish, that we should say, Minah Sheinu Minah Lo. So I said, well, yeah, no. It's exactly, isn't that what the Mishnah says? That the Mishnah says, well, it's not, but I understand what your problem is. It says, Hoyulu Shnei Minim, Shechufot V'Levanot, it's Beferish. You have two different types of tzemer, dark tzemer and light tzemer. You sell one of the two, and you sell the shechufot, you sell the dark tzemer. You don't sell the light tzemer. So over there, the first part of the ratio of the Mishnah said that if you leave some of the tzemer for yourself, then the mocher is chayiv, and the lokeach doesn't have to worry about it. If you sold all of it, then the koneh has to give away the ratio that gave. Now, here it says that if you sell all of one subspecies of tzemer, then each one is nice and le'atzmei. Mashma, that indeed there's a separate chiyuv on each separate subspecies. I understand what you're saying. Come on. So, zenotei matzmo, zenotei matzmo. Ah, come on, says the Gemara. Well, you think that it's because it's a different species. That's out of understanding. There are different colors of different species. Please. So when it says Zecharim Avalon Kevot, I guess now we have crossbreeding between the males and the females, because after all, one's a male and one's a female. So how do you like that? So now we have different species. Sometimes you think that, actually. So Zenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzrovizenotinatzr Obviously, it's the same fear, whether it's male or female. It's a joke. So what's the meaning in the Mishnah? Zenotem Atzmo, Zenotem Atzmo, I ask you. Obviously, it doesn't mean that the chiyuv is on the lekeach separately. What it means is an eitz teva kamashmalan. What it's saying is, look, don't be a fool. You're a seller. You sell a guy all of the zohar stuff. Okay. Now you're left with the mekeva. The mekeva is a finer quality wool. So now you're an idiot because you're going to end up having to give all the rich sages from the higher quality wool. What you ought to do is see to it that you keep it, that you buy back a little bit of the junkier wool, so that you can at least give the part that you have to give on the Zohar separately, so that you give on the Negev separately. So it's just telling you, think this out. That's what it means. Zivitvatsmo means, see to it that you give the lower quality on the lower quality, the higher quality, the higher quality. That's all it means. So then by Shekupot, the Levanot is the same thing. The Levanot is a higher quality. So therefore, if you sell the Shekufot, what's the matter with you? You kept the Levanot for yourself, now you're going to end up giving the entire thing of the Rishon against the Levanot. What for? You should have kept a little bit of the Shekufot, so you have enough to give the Rishon against, or buy it back from it. So Machal HaShem, over there, it's a Tova Kamashmalan. The Lishyayim L'mihayderach, Kamadi Hashem. It's basically an Eitz Teva to think ahead. That way you can give the coin partially the tougher the fibers, and partially the finer fibers. So, Okinami, it's a Tova Kamashma. Same thing is true. But that would be the different colors. The laser, the Mitor Mayim, give them a little bit of the darker. We'll give them a little bit of the lighter one.
The texture.
Yeah. So you look her, you see that in terms of two species, there's no problem. It's only eight to turn. Okay, so what do you want? We and I explained to you, okay, we'll miss in the Lord of Rabbi Yonah. I already explained to you the Mishnah's like not like Rabbi Lloyd. That's obvious, because the Mishnah says Rashi's Ageis is no hate but what's more. It's just saying nothing obvious. The Mishnah's not like Rabbi Lloyd, so now you proved it again. Well, how about the other thing? Mach Ruma, the Inan Reshit Shishiarem Nikarin, Af Rashi's Ageis, Now, by truma, we know that you need to have shiareya nikarim. Nikarim means you cannot make the whole field truma, because then there's no truma. Because truma has to be something that emerges out of something else. You can't call it truma if there's nothing out of which it emerges. You can't say, this is that. It isn't that. You can't make it into something, right? So, the same thing should be true by Reishis HaGeis. Now, Tosis is very disturbed by this, because what is the marker of our understanding that the Inan Reishis is Shiyareh Mikorim? Isn't it from the word Reishis? In other words, is it the concept of Reishis itself? That doesn't that imply that there needs to be something that is indeed not that which emerges? So the word Reishis by Reishis HaGeis would be Bechayav that has nothing to do with Rabbi Eloi. Why do I have to go to learn out Reishis HaGeis from Truma? If the whole marker by Truma is the word Reishis, the same word Reishis appears by Reishis HaGeis anyway. So it doesn't seem to make any sense. So Tosus has a very good, normally that's how you understand Reishis. Tosus Taina is that the reason that we reach Nietzsche around the Korin is only because by Chala, it says, mi reishis arisotena. So therefore, we learn out reishis from mi reishis to tamid. Since chala and truma are both called truma, so memela, we learn one out from the other, which teaches me that reishis means this by truma. But it doesn't mean the word reishis per se means that, which has tremendous implications for gavim ma'aseh bereishis. Because the question is, can you be misak in the entire earth or not? And if you learn Bereshis means Bishvili Sorshnik Bereshis, then it has to be Bereshis Shishiyarei Mikarim, then by definition, some of this planet has got to go to waste. There need to be goyim that don't make it. So that the Havdolah between Yisrael and the Amim requires that this is Bereshis. If the word Bereshis itself could mean that out of a whole process, the entire thing can emerge as being something else. So then it would mean that it is possible to achieve a complete tikkun of the Olam, and that Ma'aseh Bereishis was meant for Shleimus of Bereishis. But I don't know. We better find another approach. The Tosfos approach is very good.
That's where
my separation is. It compares it to the separation of Truman, right? Yes, the same ratio of Truman. The name ratio of Yisrael. And Yisrael's got ratio to what? So Yisrael's been in Truman. Wherever they've been in Truman, we see. We learn out the same thing by Chala. Because the reason that women have to give Chala is because Adam Arishon was Chala Oser Shaloylam. So there we see clearly that the ratios was the animals, basically. It was the earth as a whole, right? So we're calling it. Adam Arishon was the entire Chal of the world, so where's the rest of the Issa? The earth itself was the Issa, and he's considered to be the Chal. And even though there is an Arisa there. So maybe we can say the animals don't have to become Jews. there's a very interesting shiloh like that. The Avni Nezer are actually passing this. Unless somebody becomes a ger, do they have to be tevel their kelim? The time is that if the ger who's tevel, by definition, all of his things would need to fall with him. But they're all truman love. So that his tefillah actually helps for his kelim. We see this also, and so on and so forth. But there is an inyan of the person's ownership actually extends into the animals and into the kelim that he owns, which puts the whole issue of the model. Some Adam, Yadam, Adbehima, and so on and so forth, until the actual ground itself had to be ground up in order to destroy Adam. It wasn't well taken. They become Jewish fishes.
Assuming they're not true.
It is true. That's true. It depends if you're older than me. What do you mean? It's an awkward question. So it's an awkward question. Yeah, in Paschal is not lost. Yeah. Okay, it continues the Gemara. Yeah. So why don't we say then that we should need Shishiyareh Nikorim because we learned it out from Truma? What did I do? I got on the wrong boy. I don't know how I did that. Yeah. So I asked the Gemara, why don't we say that
if you're the husband, his wife becomes Jewish?
You mean you really have a Kenyan Costco idea about women, huh? So why don't we say that Enochinami you should be Beino Chirani Korean? Says the Gemara, we do. According to Rabbi Loi, that's exactly what we do have. But it's not. Indeed, it says, Ha'omer kol gor ni truma v'kol isatik hala dvorov kayamim v'amaklum ha'kol gezai reshit dvorov kayamim. First of all, the Mishnah says in challah that if somebody says everything should be challah, it's not challah. Everything should be truma, it's not challah. Mashma, but if he says all of my days should be righteous, it is challah. Aye, why does the Brisa say v'tanya ida? The Brisa says omer kol gezai righteous lo amar klum. Ela shma amina, Rabbi Eli, or Rabban shma. Again, clearly, this is another one of the issues that are dependent in the machlokes of Rabbi Eli and Rabban. Nowadays, the world is very makel to be semech on the following three shitas. There's semech on Rabbi Loi shita by Reishis Hageiz. The Omar, the Tanya, Rabbi Loi Omar Reishis Hageiz, Eino Noeg Ela Ba'aretz. Okay. There's semech on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira shita in Divrei Tera. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer Ein Divrei Tera Mekavim Tuma. Which is an incredible kiddush. Well, here we have the takana of a Balkari shouldn't learn Torah until he goes to the mikveh. And comes along Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and well, nowadays we don't care about the takana, says he. And he says, and everybody's knowing that way. And we're knowing Lakula like Rabbi Yoshia, Bikilai. The tiny Rabbi Yoshia, Olam Eino Chayav, Ach Yizrach Hita, Usa Orav Chatzan, Bimapolatyat, that Kaloya Kerem is only where you actually were Zoraya the Kilayim in the Kerem. So it needs to be Shita Vesera together in the Kerem. Now you'll notice that it says Nahagu. And here's a big machlokas we show you. The Rambam holds that when a Gemara says Ha'idna Nahagu, that's a Psakalot. And that Be'etzem, that means that you can be Semech 100% of Rabbi Loi. And there's no Indian to be Matmer, because that's how we're passing it. The Tur, however, brings it only Begeder Minhag. So even though the Shulchan Aruch passed like the Rambam, there were many in the Meshchaderes that were Matmer like the Tur. And it's interesting that Sam Sefer used to, every year, he would, the Dafka, he would have a Behemah Shechted, L'Kvod Yomtov. And he would take them out. He would take the Reishis Hageiz, and he would be Mekayim Reishis Hageiz. Yeah, that was his part. He would do two mitzvahs with the same thing. Well, all of the dinim and matan is not the same. So, nothing. He would just be Mekayim two mitzvahs. He was when he was already getting something beyond. No, I mean, listen, he wasn't a farmer. When he bought an animal, the Kavod Yomtov, he was also Mekayim the Reishis. We buy a kebis. Buy a kebis. And Shira the Chechtim. And that we already saw. He went out of his way to be Mekayim Matan. Yeah, but over here would be Mamash as a. In order that the mitzvah shouldn't be nishtakachas, and people were realizing. Mark, even for tzoritz, it was a big minig of Hasidim to make tzitzes only out of Reishis Hageiz. And they used to get from Eretz Yisrael, they used to have people send them from Eretz Yisrael, they spend a tremendous amount of money to buy Reishis Hageiz. It's part of support for people living in Eretz Yisrael. And then all of the tzitzes they would make out of that giza. And it came to a point where the Peskin needed to assert that, you know, kosher tzitzis is more important than Reish Lakish. You know, I mean, they would send the tzitzis like they have today. They would send them already made, already they started making big business on it. So how do you know who's making it? They may be paying Arabs to make it. It's not, you know, so it's not such a hitter. I mean, what's the claw of a hitter of Reish Lakish? Yeah, exactly. Based on the Gemara, it's not that there's any Kedushin ratio, okay? But Kiman Shnach is a mitzvah. Let's do another mitzvah with it.
Maybe he said,
what's
the wood is
the shirin
itself? No.
They had ridden that had animals in Eretz Yisrael. That they should send them the ratio of Sagais. There were Hasidists that was very marked on this. It was almost as important as Yanav Esrogin.
Well, the people gave it to the Grand Prince and sent it to them.
Sold
it by others.
Yeah. Chomer b'zroel chayayim mitiva. We said, so the Matanais are more chomer than Reishis HaGeis, but there's also a chomer in Reishis HaGeis that the Mishnah does not say for some reason. Why doesn't it say chomer b'Reishis HaGeis? That Reish Zageis is not even if an animal is treifa, Mashain came to Matanais, when it comes to the Matanais, there's no din of giving Matanais to an animal that isn't kosher to eat. Omaravina Amani Rabbi Shimon. It's going to believe it, Rabbi Shimon, the time Rabbi Shimon poteras a treifot, me Reish Zageis. He holds that ain't of Yinami. Reish Zageis is also poter from a treifa. Why? My time, Rabbi Shimon, what does the shear have to do with the kashrus of the animal? My time in Rabbi Shimon, Yod Nesina Nesina Mimatanais. We already saw it. That Lachunra, there are things that we have to learn out, the dinim of Reish Zageis from Truma, well, there's things we have to learn out from Matanais. Ma Matanais Trefa Lo, just like there would be no din of Trefa. So here we would learn out Lukula also, of Reish Zageis Nami Trefa, because this is not our Lachunra that applies to Truma Vaklav. Wait a second. So then, why not, if you're going to eat, in other words, he holds it in the Sina and the Sina. So if he holds it in the Sina and the Sina, so then you should learn the Sina and the Sina from Truma? I mean, he's willing to say that however the Torah defines the Sina. So, I mean, this is an agricultural product. It's an agricultural product. You should learn out from Truma. The Dor et Sin b'chutz l'aretz lo. Zafresh l'agez nami bar et Sin b'chutz l'aretz lo. Why does he say resh l'agez nami bar et b'chutz l'aretz? Behind the time of the Shimon, actually, it's not that he learns the Sina, which gets us involved in this whole Shaila. It's that he learns Tzon. Tzon Cha, he learns from Meiser. Just like Meiser Behema, we know, as we'll see in a moment, Ma Meiser, Trefalo, Ap Reishis Hagez, Trefalo. The truth is that just like there's no din of Trefa by Meiser, how we know that is not clear. So too by Reish Zageis. There's no din of treifa by Reish Zageis. Well, also we know, how do we know that by mice there's no Reish Zageis? The siv kol asher yavor takas hashevet. Prat le treifa she'enu overet. It has to be over me'atzmei. Now, there are treifas, such as, let's say, necht koragle el menachu lel. Over there, the treifa cannot walk. So the point over here is more reasonable to say that there's not being mocked on walking per se. It's trying to tell you a class of dinim, that class that would include the inability to walk, meaning the class of treifas, is not included in the din of Meiser Behema. I don't understand. If you can learn out from Bechor, we know by Bechor it says Toi Vara, Zonaf Kamina by Bechor. So why don't we say we should learn out some Mibachar to Mibachai of you, even on a treifa, instead of learning it out from Maisa to Pata you on a treifa, we should say Mabachar Afilu treifa. So too, Reish Zageis should be Afilu treifa. How do you explain that? Well, you have a choice of learning from one to the other. I mean, isn't Mistabri, Meiser, Havila, Lamela, should we not learn out from Meiser where it's so similar to Reish Zageis? Because after all, I mean, you have the similarity in Zichorim, Tumeim, Merubim, Mirechem, Odom, and Poshet. Now, of course, each one of them, I mean, this is meant to be a synonym. Zichorim, Tumeim, Merubim, Mirechem, Odom, Poshet. You have a strange synonym. Right. But each one of these things refers to something that is similar. So just like by Meiser, Reish Lakish is similar, you do not need Davka males. By Bechor, you need Davka males. By Reish Lakish, it could be a Nekeva. Temeim, there's no din on a Behemoth Temeah. There's a din of Bechor on Behemoth Temeah. So that means Meiser and Reish Lakish are similar. Merubin, a Bechor is even a single animal. But Meiser, by definition, you need to have 10 animals. Over here, you need to have 5 animals. Because as we learned out in the Mishnah, Mirechem, there's no Kedusha Mirechem by these, but there is by Bechor. Adam, there's no din of Meiser Adam. There's no din of Rashi's haircuts. So those are similar. Bar Shenken Bechor has in fact Adam. Furthermore, it's on a non Bechor by definition. It's Parshat. A Bechor is only on a Bechor. Furthermore, Lifnei Adibur, Bechor was not Lifnei Adibur, Mitzrayim, there was a din of Bechor. Here, these dinim, Reishis Hagez, is all Mechodesh, Leachar Adibur. So therefore, it makes sense to learn it from Meisim. Why? Adarab, I could say just the Amos. Mibchor Abilei Lomelech, there's many ways in which Reishis Hagez is more similar to Bechor. Because after all, and here again, we have a simon, Yosem Shalokho B'Shutafut, notes no bifnei kohen the kedusha u'mechira. So if you bought this yosem together with somebody, give it to the kohen the kedusha and also make money off of you while you're at it. And what is that referring to? So over here again, bechor and reishis hagez are both knowing on a yosem. Of course, a yosem doesn't mean a pirate's offense. Yosem, it means zeparash l'chaim v'zeparash l'misa, when the mother died at birth. And so Mamela, it has a din of Yosem Agavi Shivas Yomim. Remember, we learned that doesn't mean literally Shivas Yomim. But there has to be a Tachas Imer. So Bechor, in Ochinami, we have a halacha that there is no Yosem anyway, because we don't need the din that it has to be brought in the Mizbeah. So the same thing is true of Rashi Gaze. By Meiser, that's not true. There we learn out Tachas Hashevet from the din of Tachas by by all countries. And just like over there, Yosem is possible. So over here, Meiser Yosem is possible. Furthermore, so the Tachas Imer is Tachas Hashevet. That's not true by Bechor. Furthermore, a Bechor is the Bechor, of course, we won't bring it. In other words, we'll wait until it gets a moon. We're saying that a Bechor is kosher as a carbon. Furthermore, the din is that it goes to a Kohen. Both the Bechor and the Mice and the Reish Lakish goes to a Kohen. Mice doesn't go to a Kohen. It's Kulay the moment of Yisrael. Furthermore, Bechor and Reish Lakish, if you bought it, Shalakho, or if you're a Shutef in it, we saw that you're Chayav. Mashenkin, we saw before that you're Potter. If you buy a Behemoth, you're Potter. Or if you're a Shutef in a Behemoth, you're Potter on Mice. That's a special halacha by Meiser. And that's the Lecha V'Loshal Shutafim, which is something that is Ma'achidim as well. And of course, if it was given to you, it's no different. Matana is the same thing as Mechira. So that's the Nasa. Furthermore, Bechor and Reish Hagez do not require Zifnei Habayit. They're Noyeg Yim Shalob Bifnei Habayit. The Meiser is not Noyeg Shalob Bifnei Habayit. Oh, that's really sort of a chashash kind of thing, but I'll double see later. And therefore, we should say that they're hanech nefishin. There's more of these than there are of those. There's more ways in which Reish Hagez is similar to Bechor. Why don't we learn it out, therefore, from Bechor? And we should say that it's chal if you want a trefa. Says the Gemara, you're right. But nonetheless, the similarity to the fact that it's pashut is the most telling nekuda. Because the most striking element of Bechor is the fact that it's a Bechor. To learn something which has no shaykhus to Bechora, from Bechor, something which is pashut from Bechor, is so different that it makes more sense to compare it, even though there's fewer ways, if you added them all up and gave them equal weight, there's fewer ways that it's similar to Meiser. But it isn't a Bechor, and that's the bottom line. Therefore, it makes much more sense to learn Reish Hagez out of Meiser, and to tell me, just like Meiser, Trefa is Potter, because it's not over Tachat HaShevet, so to Reish Hagez is Potter.